Today's Cotton Newsline is One Cut. It features Dr. Gary Adams, president of the U.S. Cotton Trust Protocol. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
We have extended the deadline to April 30th. It was originally March 31st, but we've added another month again to give growers more of an opportunity to get enrolled in the program. First off, we wanted to extend the deadline just because of the increased interest that we're seeing from U.S. cotton producers this year. And we know it's a busy time of the season, but we're now giving them an extra month to be able to provide that data to us and then get enrolled in the U.S. Cotton Trust Protocol. And when we say provide data, we're talking about providing information from their 2021 harvest. We really need growers participating in the program because it gives us the opportunity to demonstrate their sustainability credentials to the textile supply chain. We know the demand is growing for sustainable and responsibly produced fiber. We've already seen the U.S. Cotton Trust Protocol receive a tremendous amount of traction with brands and retailers having more than 40 brands in the program now. So it's important now that we meet that demand with additional supply. We also look forward to the time when we are able to hopefully share revenue back to those participating producers. So this gets them in a position for that as well. So again, anyway, there's a number of reasons for producers to participate. We hope they will join not only by providing our 2021 data, which is the deadline for that is April 30th, but then as we go further into this calendar year, we're going to be wanting to keep those producers in the program for 2022. I think the other reason to extend the deadline is that we're looking at new avenues that can help facilitate a grower's participation in the program. Specifically, we're working with crop consultants now to get them more engaged and to help the growers provide that data. So I think that's another important initiative that we've started, and really to accommodate that and get as many growers in as possible, we felt like it was important to extend the deadline to April 30th.